Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here. I don't know if you knew this or not. Adam Sandler going on tour again.
Saw that, yeah.
He'll be in St. Louis on October 17th, but will not be coming to Kansas City.
Boo.
But he's in Chicago on the 20th, so he's got like 2 days off. Maybe he does like a pop-up concert. Here's a fun stat for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mac, I'll tell you something, Mac. Insane stat alert. Chargers running back LaDainian Tomlinson outscored the entire Raiders team in 2006 all by himself. One of the most insane stats ever.
Damn. That's crazy.
What do you have that year? Like 31 touchdowns or like 29 touchdowns?
That's nuts. The fact that he had more touchdowns than the Raiders did as a team.
Wow.
Now, I don't mean to take a sidebar on this one, but I was looking at my LinkedIn. He sends you an email like of the people who are doing searches on you and things like that, yeah. Right? The Raiders were looking at my profile on LinkedIn, so maybe they need a head coach, and I am available, but why else would the Raiders be looking at my profile on LinkedIn?
Spying on the enemy.
Seriously, like what could I potentially offer the Raiders other than being their head coach?
I was gonna say, good head coach.
I'm glad they're doing that. I think it's fantastic. So thank you for the first team to actually sniff around for me to be the head coach of their organization, the Las Vegas Raiders. And if they make an offer, yeah, I'd have to take the job, right?
Yeah, you'd consider.
Yeah. How much you paying? And what's the buyout?
Would you do the Gottlieb? You'd still have the radio show. And he's
I mean, if you do it right, you could, right? I've always made you hire the right people around you. You let them, like I was talking about earlier, you hire the right people around you. You let them do the job. Those are what the successful coaches do. And that's why I have concerns about all of these young coaches. They don't know how to do that. They've never done that. And a lot of them feel like they can't because if somebody else sees somebody else having success, maybe they think they're the real brains behind it. You've got to have a strong backbone. You've got to have strong self-esteem. And you've got to be willing to dedicate or dictate and hire the right people around you, man. It's all a team effort in all of this.
Raiders are looking at your LinkedIn, Billboard Top 100, looking at his LinkedIn.
Because he's J-A-C.
He's B-A-C-K today with Alex Gold starting at 10 o'clock today. So, you know.
Because he's J-A-C.
What?
How's he been since he recorded that song? Like, leave the hits to me, bro. Seriously. Like, Brett Veachtown has spurned how many Super Bowl championships?
Because he's J-A-C.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. But I do want to bring this up because we were talking about the NBA draft last night and how ESPN really fumbled the bag. In fact, they had Colin Cowherd getting drafted to the Portland Trailblazers, which I thought was hilarious. You had a player that was upset that he got drafted by Toronto. Clearly on the broadcast, he was like, oh, F.
Toronto's a great city from what I understand, though. Like, people love Toronto.
They got an NBA title in the last 10 years.
It's the fourth biggest city in North America. I mean, that's a great place to be.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
Tell me you did your research. Tell me you didn't do your research. Colin Cowherd to the Toronto Raptors, the Trailblazers of Portland. That should be the lead story on the herd today. Can't wait to see what that's about. He's already got a graphic out on his own Twitter handle. That's him in a Blazers jersey.
That's great. Because that was like where he started was Portland too. So he's going to go home and now clean up the Blazers. Good for him. I hope he does well there.
So there was that, and then there was, you know, they didn't know if it was Cooper Flagg or not.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually. That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flagg. I was going to say, a lot of, no, that's not him either.
That's Knipple.
That's not Cooper Flagg.
Rough night for the folks over at ESPN covering the.
Who was that?
That's Malika Andrews, which I don't know if I mean, I guess I blame her. I don't know, dude. Maybe someone's in her ear, hey, we're showing Cooper Flagg. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, they show a non-white guy. I think that's definitely not Cooper Flagg. And then they showed another non-white guy. I'm like, that's also not Cooper Flagg. Like, I'd be calling out my production team.
But you're our producer, right? You don't necessarily tell us what to say ever.
That's true.
You know? So just because you have somebody in your ear, and I've done, you know, some TV stuff here and there, there's not a lot of talking that goes on. And if there is, you got to cut that off, because if you're trying to host a show and you got somebody in your ear talking, it ain't going to work.
No.
So where's the disconnect? But ultimately, she is the front lines, and she said that stuff, and she looks foolish.
She does.
I mean, really, it looks foolish. Twice. It's embarrassing. And this is just kind of the cherry on top of what everybody's been saying about the ESPN coverage of the NBA. They stunk out loud. ESPN has stunk out loud with their coverage of the NBA. The booth was unlistenable. As much as I like Doris Burke, it just isn't a fit with the three-man booth. Now, she and Mike Breen want to do the game together. Great. Richard Jefferson and Mike Breen want to do the game together. Great. It just didn't flow. And then the pregame show that ESPN rolled out there, I don't know what that was about, what they were trying to accomplish. They're just yelling at each other. Clearly no chemistry on that show either. Sure. And then, you know, it ends like this with the draft. And if I'm the NBA right now, we're having to come to Jesus with ESPN. You're spending a lot of money with us. Get some hosts that have a clue.
Well, it's like they employ a championship-winning general manager who's been through the NBA draft and has stellar picks, and Bob Myers, he was nowhere to be seen on this coverage.
Why wouldn't you have a former GM on your NBA draft coverage?
It, It seems pretty easy to me.
The NFL does.
Yeah, every time, of course.
Yeah.
Have a GM.
Right. You have somebody that's been there that understands the thought process of, hold on a second here. They just took this kid who clearly said, I don't want to play in Salt Lake. You're a former GM. What would you have done in that situation?
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't hard.
No.
This isn't hard.
I just, like, you have to know that it's not Colin Cowherd.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here. Mm. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself
your
story.
Biggest competitor.
Yeah, that's the other thing,
and
right?
Now FS1 is going to absolutely clown you today and win.
Yep.
As they should.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, it would be like Dairy Queen, say, or not Dairy Queen, like, I'm trying to think of another, like.
It'd be like if McDonald's said, think outside the bun.
Yeah, right.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, right, right. Or McDonald's is going, we got a whopper of a deal today.
Yeah.
I'm going to Burger King.
You know, like, you just don't do that. Like, yeah, that's really bad by them. Really, really bad.
And she goes on to say how good of a prospect Colin Cowherd is.
I mean, it's just great.
I mean, it's just tremendously awful. Like, it's just bad.
ESPN.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the best part.
From Portland to Seattle to Vegas to ESPN to FS1 in California, you can't tell him nothing.
Yeah.
Good for Colin, man.
I can't wait to see. Drafted
in the first round at the age of 57.
I really hope he does milk it all day. Like, this is one where I'll be like, just milk it all day, man.
Why wouldn't you? I mean,
he's probably looking forward to his show today so much for that reason alone.
After that happened, he probably couldn't wait to. He probably did an emergency podcast like some of these people do. The Mets lost, emergency podcast. Chiefs lose, emergency podcast. You know, that kind of stuff. If I was Cowherd, I would have done something last night.
But he did, gone live.
The graphic was, or, you know, just get on there and go live and go, holy cow, I just got drafted.
Yeah.
You know, something fun like that. And then today, ba-boom.
Yeah.
A video of you in your driveway shooting some jump shots or something.
Yeah. Here's my scouting video. Yeah. Bricking everything.
I hope he shows up to the set looking like Caruso. Looks like the headband on, looking like Elmer Fudd in Space Jam.
Do it.
Yeah, yes. I've only got 3 weeks left until Summer League starts. And then after that, J-Mac's going to take over. And ratings gone. But yeah, that
Welcome
was
back to Sports Center. You're looking at Cooper Flag, and in just over an hour from now,
no, you're not.
That is not Cooper Flag at all, actually.
That's Cooper Flag.
That is quite famously Ace Bailey.
Oh, here he is.
There's Cooper Flag.
No,
I was going to say a lot of no, that's not him either. That's not Cooper Flag.
It's like calling Patrick Mahomes Alex Smith.
Who was the guy that they interviewed at the F1 2 years ago? They thought it was Patrick Mahomes. He played basketball for Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the British guy. And he's like, I got Patrick Mahomes here. And this guy's like, I am not Patrick Mahomes.
Forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, no, you're not. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Because, I mean, he asked him a question.
Yeah.
Like, as if he was, like, getting ready to go out and play football. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm not.
That's Patrick Mahomes, isn't it? There in front of me. No, it's where are we going? I think that's the guy, isn't it? I'm having a laugh. We had a skirmish or non-skirmish with him a couple of years ago. And so.
Yeah. That is fade to black, cut to break. We'll be right back. Yes. Speaking of that, we will be right back because yesterday there was a very, very poor performance from a local team, but a very, very great performance from a local kid. We dive into that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Ranchero is the name that you were looking for from 2021, Duke, right?
Was it 2021? It was that long ago?
Paolo,
it was Paolo Banchero, yeah.
Because Zion was what, 22?
2023?
Is that what you're talking about?
When was
Zion
number one?
I was in college, so it would have been like 2019 or 2020. It's been a minute.
Where is that guy now?
Zion?
No, Paolo.
Paolo's still in Orlando.
Okay.
They're going to be great this year. Contender.
Okay. With those new jerseys.
Yeah.
I think they're sick.
I think they're awesome, too.
Smash.
I think the offense is sick for the Kansas City Royals. Not a lot of good at-bats, not a lot of production. The team is struggling, and now you're, what, on the verge of getting swept for the third straight time, and oh, by the way, the Dodgers come to town this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that great. We asked Binkley yesterday about who should hit third.
Nobody.
And then how that game made him feel.
That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you.
Because the struggle is 100% real.
Yeah.
It is tough. You are now, what, 5 games under 500? You're 34 games, 38 and 42? 38 and 43, 38 and 42, I believe. I could be wrong on that number. But you haven't won at home in 11 straight. Haven't won there since May 30th. Haven't won at home since June, as Mac had said earlier in the graphic that went around. The Savannah Bananas have more wins at Kauffman Stadium in June than the Kansas City Royals. Yeah, that stat is cheesy and annoying, but that stat is true. You're the same record on the road as you are at home. You're supposed to play better at home. You'd think you would play better at home. They have 7 hits and 1 run in the last 2 games against Tampa Bay. Again, they play today at 1:10. Vern's on-deck show will start at noon today. And I'm interested to see what it looks like day by day. Again, I watch every game. I listen to almost every game as I can. I'll be there today covering the game for the station with Vern. And I just, at some point, you've got to see something, right? Instead of going out there every night, 3 hits, no runs, 4 hits, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 run, 6 hits, no runs, runner left in scoring position, until somebody like blows a gasket, right? Like, you'd think you're at that point, right? Yeah. Like, we all have breaking points, right? Whether it's, you know, the third time in a month, something new happens to your car. You're not just like, well, you know, that's life. Eventually, you're punching the steering wheel and you're like out of character, but it's something that maybe wakes you up and makes you think, okay, maybe I need to do things differently with my car because what I'm currently doing to it is not working. Maybe I need to get ahead of these issues before the issues get ahead of me. And now you're here with the Royals team who said at the beginning of the year, they are a playoff team. We are not watching a playoff team. We are watching a team struggle. We are watching a team press. We are watching a superstar try to do more than hit once in the lineup, hit 9 times in the lineup. And, you know, everything they have done has come from in-house. They have called guys up. They have sent guys down. They have DFA'd guys. They have had good pitching all year. And still, the same thing seems to be the same. They get 3 or 4 games in a row, they look great. And they get 7 to 8 in a row that they look terrible.
Yeah, struggling. Big time. And you know, part of the problem for me is just uninspiring right now. And you look at the standings, only the Orioles, A's, and White Sox have a worse record than you in the American League. This is anything but a playoff team. And you mentioned all those moves that they've made and all the changes that they've made, you know, on the roster. It's not for lack of trying, it's for lack of production. And that's why, look, it comes back to Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. And it's those three guys. And as they go, this team will go. I think Max said it in break, and I want you to say it on the air. The GM, Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics, says our best player right now is in a boot or something like that, right?
Yeah, he said the number one issue with us is our all NBA players in a boot.
In a boot.
Yep.
In a boot. That's like Canadian for about, right? He's in a boot. So that's that. What did he say it again, please?
The biggest problem with our team right now is our first team All-NBA players in a boot.
Right, and the biggest problem with the Royals right now is their superstars are not superstars. They're very average, and your superstars have to be your superstars. We've blamed MJ. We've blamed Renfro. We've blamed whoever else on this team for not getting the job done. And as we blamed others and, you know, threw out the bathwater, as they like to say, the same problem still persists, and that's your star players not performing like star players. And until Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are ready to be the star players that they are, this is not going to be a playoff team this year, next year, any year. And that goes for all the teams. You can't have your best players being average to below average baseball players. And right now, Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby are all average to below average. And until they turn it around, this team is going to continue to be the team that they are. And that's what it boils down to. And I know it's tough to hear. We don't want to blame our stars, but if your stars aren't being stars, they're not doing their job and they're not helping this team. It's no longer about the ancillary players. It's not about the manager. It's not about the hitting coach or the general manager. Your stars need to put their big boy pants on and be stars.
No, it's true. Because if you do want to be that playoff team and you want to stay relevant throughout the summer, and with the Chiefs, I mean, we're halfway to Christmas.
Yeah.
Which means we're...
How about that?
It's crazy. How many people are putting their tree up today?
Right.
And, you know, you're 72 days away from the first regular season game of the Chiefs. 72 days away, just a little over 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And we know that camp starts July 20th.
A little over 2 months.
2 months, yeah. We know camp starts July 22nd, which, again, if a week from today is the 4th of July, that means 2 weeks after that, the Chiefs are showing up to St. Joe ready to play football.
Yeah.
And you will lose the vibe. You will lose the attention. We had somebody earlier today say, right now when I come home, I put the Royals on. Hell yeah, I do. But they're background noise.
Right.
You're chopping the onions, prepping the dinner while the game's going on. You're not going, oh, shoot, Bobby's up. Right? Yeah, it's on. You're paying attention, but are you?
Right.
And, you know, now you're watching in frustration, which is a tough thing to do for sports. When you watch games like that, where you're like, oh, it's, you know, you sound like Randy Quaid from Major League. All right, two on, nobody out. See if we get a foul ball to the first baseman, and then we'll see if we get a double play. And that's exactly what happens. And you're like, you know, you'll have the people in the room like, man, you're so negative, Gary. You're like, well, I'm sorry. This is what I've seen all year long. And I comped it to like having issues earlier with your car. That's what it seems like with this Royals team. You get your oil change. All right, we're good. Oil's changed, good to go. Flat tire 2 weeks later. Damn it. All right, change the flat tire, maybe buy two new ones for the front. We'll get the two back ones later. And then your rear axle goes out. You're like, right when I get this thing running again, I get completely derailed by something that I have to fix immediately, but I don't know if I have the time or the credentials to fix it. Uh-huh. And we saw a good team in Texas. In my opinion, a sweep on the road, offense was there. You saw a team of fight, fire, and desire in San Diego. And then they came home against Tampa, and it was like, same old team.
Right.
And that's what's got to change. You've got to have these guys coming up in situations and taking advantage of them. India, I enjoy watching you absolutely tax the pitcher in the first at bat of the game, 8-9 pitches. But I'm tired of watching it end with a strikeout or a ground ball to third. And then Bobby comes up. Nobody's on. And then after that, it's Vinny Pasquantino with a man on at second. Ground ball out. Salvador Perez comes up. Pop fly. Garcia.
Right.
Still hitting. But, I mean, what's it show? Like, Garcia gets on, gets a ball thrown. This is how bad it was last night. Garcia gets on base in the first inning, right? Base hit. Crowd cheers. Slides into first. The pitcher hits him directly in the head with a baseball. The very next play, he tried to steal second, got thrown out, innings over.
Innings over.
And it's like, what do we, like, it's stuff like that. Like, that to me shows pressing. That to me shows, all right, I've got to do something. We've got to get in scoring position. You just got hit in the head with a baseball. Took time to get readjusted and all that. Maybe don't steal the very next pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give Vinny a chance to get a hit. And it doesn't happen. You face the minimum. You come back in the next inning. Out, quick, done, wordy in the top of the third.
Yeah, and the games are moving very fast.
And it's not like they're going to get Skeens or Mizorowski.
No. Like, if you're going to lose, the old saying was lose fast, right? And at least the Royals are doing that. These games are over in 2 hours, and that's a good thing for a lot of people. But, like, if it's frustrating you, I always tell people it's okay to step away. You're not going to go to a bad restaurant. You're not going to watch a bad TV show. You're not going to go to a bad movie. If something isn't giving you what you want, and that's where sports is anymore. Sports is in the entertainment category. It's no different than watching Love Island, right? And if it's not giving you what you want anymore, you probably step away from that TV show. And if the Royals aren't giving you what you want anymore, it's okay to step away from that TV show until it gets better. And right now, the Royals have to find a way to get better. And it's not just about going out and making trades, because when you look at the standings around baseball, this is where that final wild card team really mucks up everything. It sounds good on paper, but everybody still believes they're around. And so you're not going to have that quick fix trade like we did 5 years ago in baseball before they expanded the wild card. You're just not going to have that opportunity because so many teams believe that they are still involved and in it. And so you really can't go out there and add. And so, like, you're at this point of the season right now, you're looking around that locker room, you're going, you going to play this year? Or are you just going to hang out and collect the check? Because it's time for you guys to step up, because we really can't go out there as a front office and make many moves that are going to impact this team until this offseason, when all the dust settles and people are ready to move on to next year. That's where the Royals can strike and do some good things in the offseason. And it may involve more trades and whatnot. But as of right now, I mean, you haven't won a game in June at home.
And you've been swept in back-to-back series, and you're on the verge of getting swept in a third straight series with the Dodgers coming to town, where you know you're going to have a huge draw.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a ton of people out there wanting to see, which is the biggest problem you have. You're in middle of, or the end of June, and you have a problem with the majority of your crowd going out there to watch the Dodgers games. It feels a lot like those late 90s, early 2000s Royals vibes.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
And I mean, the reason why I think why we're so hard on them is that, you know, like, we've seen them do everything they can in-house, but now you're on the verge of, are we buyers or are we sellers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, it is a big pivotal part of the season when you start seeing names like maybe a Michael Garcia or a guy like Seth Lugo or a guy like Michael Wacha. Yep. All of a sudden, they're no longer in your team. And it's like, oh, that's them putting their ticket in for the next season.
Yeah.
This is means this season they don't really see it going forward. Now, again, we've heard Vern say Detroit got rid of Jack Flaherty last year. They completely turned around. But how many times did we see that story?
Right.
Colorado did it about a decade or so ago where they just went absolutely on fire. Detroit did it last year. Texas did it a couple years ago. And the Braves have been, you know, one of those teams that have shown that before. But that's like three teams, four teams in the last 25 years that have had that drastic change.
Nationals did that in 19, like, because they were like well under 500 in May and went on to win the World Series.
That was the
Soto
rookie year,
yeah,
whatever it was.
Exactly.
It was 20.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, like, what visible evidence do you see right now that tells you that this team could click and turn it around offensively? And I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'd like to say that there is something there, right? And I know you want to say that there is something there. We don't want to sit here and have to talk about this team being where they are right now and eventually not have much conversation about them at all. We want them to be winning. It's good for everybody in town. But I also think it's fair to talk about this kind of stuff because they did say that they were a playoff team. That was their expectation, is to be a playoff team. And they're anything but that right now. And until the three stars start producing like three stars, we're going to sit here and we're going to have it's going to be Groundhog Day over and over and over again. And you're really going to have to consider moving the needle on Seth Lugo. And that would be the first piece that I would consider trading right now, because I do think, in my opinion, at this point in time, you haven't won in June at home. You're not a playoff team. You can't believe that you are a playoff team if you're the front office right now. You've got to make the best moves for the overall organization. And if that means trading Seth Lugo, then that means trading Seth Lugo. You can get better by trading Seth Lugo, because with Seth Lugo, you're still four games below 500.
Yeah, it's tough. Speaking of Seth Lugo, a pitcher for the Royals that does draw some attention, but two pitchers yesterday drew a lot of attention in the Brewers versus Pirates game, as it was Mr. Skeens, the guy that everybody knows, and then Mizorowski, the guy that's bringing up a hell of a wave of fans because of what he's shown in his first three starts, just absolutely firing darts in there at 100-plus miles per hour. Local kid from Blue Springs, went to Green Valley High School, and the Brewers sideline reporter told a story about spring training, this kid, and what maybe turned it around.
Yeah, she was talking about Miz. I like how we call him Miz, too. I do like that. That's part of how you catch on in sports. You get a cool nickname. Miz is a cool nickname,
even though it's
right?
already taken.
Yeah, but the WWE versus baseball, and what else could we call him, right?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
Kowski. Al. Well, Ryan.
Yeah. Brother.
So he's got the nickname Miz. I love that. And look, yesterday was really the first time the first time you watched him too in full effect, right?
Other than the debut where I watched two innings, it was like, this kid's humming it.
Yeah, but you sat down and you watched him. And I love this mound presence, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but he's out there striking dudes out. He's doing the fist pump, and he's celebrating, and you're like, I like that. Baseball needs that. The young blood, the fun that they're bringing to the game is just off the charts. And so I loved watching him pitch yesterday. But I also loved the story that the sideline reporter told, because she was like, how did you get here? You know, what was the turnaround for you, right? And this kid was telling her about a conversation that took place during spring training this year. And it was right after they had the Stars, you know, weekend, where they had like a lot of the younger players come up and participate there, you know, right before the, you know, the St. Patrick's Day holiday, and they have all the Stars play. Mm-hmm. And I guess he didn't pitch all that well in that game or whatever it was. And, you know, he left, and the pitching coach grabbed him and said, we need to talk. And Mizorowski says, you know, I did a lot of listening. There wasn't much talking by me. It was him basically reading me the riot act of stop acting like you've arrived. Stop acting like you know what doesn't stink. Stop acting like you're a big leaguer because you're not good enough and you haven't arrived. And they talked about that conversation being the moment that kind of turned it around for him. And I thought about that. I'm like, man, if that pitching coach didn't go up to him and wasn't brutally honest with him, maybe we aren't seeing this today. And that move by that pitching coach allowed that kid to refocus. Sometimes it's okay to be harsh with people. And sometimes it's okay when somebody's harsh with you to really digest what they're saying and look inside of you and think, am I a bigger problem than I'm realizing? And if somebody's pointing that out and they're, you know, they're your boss, essentially, like the pitching coach is, you take that to heart and you go, man, maybe I do need to change my stuff. And that's what this kid did. And it worked wonders for him. And that's probably the conversation, Dusty, that saved this kid's career or gave him the opportunity to propel that career forward. Because if that pitching coach doesn't say, hey, man, stop acting like you've arrived, maybe this kid is still walking around like he's a silver spooner.
And that's the thing, is sometimes you need to be told in constructive criticism that, you know, what you're doing isn't really working because of certain things that can be easily fixed.
Right.
And maybe attitude is one of those with him, because I think we've all been there in life, like whether it was your father, whether it was like a baseball coach or a job or something like that, you've had that opportunity where someone's been like, hey, come here real quick. Hey, you're talented, but you're causing yourself to be like put into a category that shouldn't be there.
Right.
Right. Like maybe you should have played A team in middle school. But since you were Richard to your friends and all that, and you were walking around like, you know what, doesn't stink, then you're going to play B team until you can realize that what you're doing is not a good notion for this team. And sometimes you have to work inward to get better outward. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened with maybe the Miz here, because since he's been on the stage and now he's getting all this publicity, we'll see if that goes away or we'll see if it comes back, because he is on top of the world right now. I mean, you went out there and you out-dueled Paul Skeens,
right,
the rookie of the year last year, the favorite to win Cy Young in the National League, and now you're entering your name into the hat with guys like Burns and Skeens and Skubal. And
you're there, bro.
And now it's, you know, they say the world's your oyster, go take care of it. And now he has that opportunity. And maybe it does go back to that time when he was, you know, I have a buddy, like I said earlier, and I've said it twice, that, you know, he didn't really figure it out until he was in JUCO.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wasn't in high school, you know, throwing kids out with 99, 100 miles an hour. He figured something out along the way. Maybe he had another conversation. Then he gets into the pros, like, hey, dude, you have the makeup, that we love to say, of being an ace of a staff. If you can just tone it down and focus on what your career could be, yep, then here you go. And now he's here. He's arrived. Milwaukee is a playoff team. That NL Central is nuts.
Nuts.
And you're going to go up against Skeens more often than not in your career until he's not in Pittsburgh anymore.
Right, which could be next week.
And, and that's the crazy thing, is Milwaukee and baseball insiders all pushed this game yesterday, and it sold out 42,000 people in Milwaukee on a Wednesday day game.
I was excited yesterday to watch this kid pitch.
Yeah.
I'm excited for his next start. Like, now I've got juice. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this kid. Like, it's another reason now to consume baseball. But I think the lesson in all of this, and I was having these conversations with my daughter yesterday. She's 15 years old, going on 75, right? And, you know, as all kids are, I think when you're young, the sooner you can realize you know nothing, the better off and more successful you're going to be in life. I was trying to explain a situation to my daughter, and I'm like, I'm teaching you how to win at the game of life. I'm teaching you how to play the game of life. And she looks at me, she goes, I know how to play the game of life. I'm like, you're 15 years old. You don't know anything about playing the game of life. And don't say you do at 15, because at 48, I still don't know everything. But I do know sometimes that harsh feedback that you get can turn you around. And I think we've all been there, whether it's been life, whether it's been career, whether it's been college, it doesn't matter what. The hardest lessons, when you mess up and then the come to Jesus that you have with certain people that turn you around, are great. And I shared earlier, it was George Brett for me. He said, stop being a jerk. Be nice. Be likable. Okay. I took his advice. I know you had it when the president came, to UCM.
For sure.
You had that moment where you're like, okay, I need to readjust. I need to change the way that I'm doing things, because clearly I'm messing up. And you may not have liked your professor, and I probably didn't like George when he told me that, but damn, do I respect that to this day.
Yeah.
That they did that, because it did change who I was.
No, it's crazy. I mean, you mentioned the story. I mean, I told my professors and teachers that I wasn't going to be in town because I didn't want to cover the homecoming game at UCM, because I wanted to party at Breakfast of Champions and stay up all night and drink and have fun, which is way more fun than going to bed at 9 o'clock on a super busy night and covering a game that I didn't care about. And I was spotted the next day, inebriated in the street. It was recorded by a student, which I still hold a grudge against, because that's
that's a Richard move.
Very
man.
Much
yeah.
so. And
what's that person doing now?
She's got her own company, I guess, living in Syracuse.
Okay.
But
It was one of those things where, like, Barack Obama came to UCM to speak to the college, and our media network was going to be the ones that covered it. And my professor said, I'd like you to stay home and stay away. And I was like, oh. And he goes, this time you can actually go home. And it was like that line from, Joe Moore that I was like, damn. And it didn't hit me until like all my family members came in and were like, hey, like, aren't you going to be at UCM today? I know the president's going to be there. And like, I figured you guys would be like, yeah, my entire like student body and my digital media program class is going to be there, but I won't be there. And they're like, oh, why not? And I was like, all right, here it is. And I just ripped the band-aid off and told them, they're like, all right, you know. And then at that moment, you know, the next year I was on the dean's list, which wasn't hard because I was taking class that I actually enjoyed. And then I graduated, and then I got an internship, and then we got here. And, you know,
but what if that moment doesn't happen? You may not be sitting here right now.
Probably selling insurance, which isn't a bad thing, but I'm not doing what I loved.
Right.
And that was talking sports and being a personality. And if I don't have that moment with my professor named Joe Moore, then I don't have this job. And I know that for a fact. Like, that is just a dead honest fact. If that does not happen to me, then I'm not here today. And sometimes you need that, and you become better when you are constructively criticized. And some people handle that better than others. And to the other part of the conversation, Miz could have taken that conversation, but I didn't know anything.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the Brewers like, yeah, we're going to pass on you. And then guess what? Those people, and Gene probably knows this, once that happens, it spreads like a spider web.
Yeah.
Like, hey, good luck with this kid, but man, he's a richer dude. He's not going to listen to anybody. It's like, yeah, okay, we're going to pass on.
Yeah, because people in baseball talk, or in any profession, they talk.
Who probably didn't take that. Yasiel Puig is one of those guys. Yeah, that guy was built with a ton of talent, and now he's playing in like some random league that nobody knows. The guy could hit a baseball for anybody else. He could throw the baseball hard anybody else. Could run faster than anybody else. But you know what? He couldn't listen like everybody else, and that was his biggest problem.
And you know, people always ask me, like, what's the number one attribute that you have to do this job? And I always say, listen. It's all about listening. Andy Reid says it all the time. Listen. It's such a key component to life, and the more you can listen, and the less you talk, and the more you absorb from people that have been around the block, the better off you're going to be. Because you're right, man. What if Miz didn't take that?
I mean, maybe he's not here in Milwaukee doing what he's doing today.
Yeah, and then there, you know, the people are calling on him and going, the kid doesn't listen. He doesn't have the want to and the desire, and he's just an army. I mean, he's your problem now,
And to give a look, Mike Moustakas was on a bus to Omaha. Yep. Unfortunately, somebody got hurt on the major league roster that night. They turned that sucker around. Mike said, I'm never going on that bus again.
Right.
And became a superstar and a fan favorite. Now he's...
Travis Kelce's the same way. I mean, Andy Reid's at a press conference going, we're done.
Yeah, he benched him because he didn't hit curfew.
Yeah.
He missed an entire first half of a Chargers game. And I remember they showed him on the sideline like, well, there's Travis. He seems healthy. He's not in there. Halftime report comes out. Whoever it was, Tracy Wolfe, whoever, goes, Travis missed curfew. And Andy Reid said he could miss first half. And then next thing you know, we had the throwing of the flag, the rolling of the dice, and now Travis Kelce's going to go down as the greatest tight end in the history of football.
And because Andy Reid told him, one more and you're gone.
Andy probably saw Patrick Mahomes throw football one time, was like, okay,
that guy
might make me a lot of money and get me the girl of my dreams. We will wrap this show up on the other side. Before we do that, I want to get to a great text. It says, maybe a good nickname for Miz could be Colin Cowherd. Seemed to work for the NBA last night. Take the effing day. That is a great text. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
How to say this. Would you be more excited for your season if Daniel Jones was your quarterback or Anthony Richardson?
Neither. Richardson. Probably Richardson, though. I've seen Daniel Jones.
More excited, yeah, Richardson. Who could be better and win more games this year? Daniel Jones.
Phew.
I mean, dude, Daniel Jones has made the playoffs on a not great Giants team. I don't think he's as bad as we like to make him out to be.
That 2 years ago, he won a playoff game,
yeah,
right?
We make him out to be like he's, you know, name your bust. I think he's a second string at least. He is an NFL product.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. But I can't look at Daniel Jones as anything.
No, I get it. You picture him falling down in the middle of the open field.
I mean, that's his highlight,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no,
like,
I get
that dude was running and fell. Like, just fell. It's unbelievable. It really is.
It's crazy.
As of right now, the Kansas City Royals have an 11.3% chance to make the playoffs. Do you think that number increases or dissipates in the next week?
Probably dissipates.
So the player meeting didn't work.
I don't think it did. No, I don't think they don't. I don't think those work a lot. You know, it's good to have, but I mean, like, I'm looking at Bobby, and I'm going to pick on him for a second here. Like, you're the leader of the team. You're the you're the best player, but he's not the personality. He's not the guy that can go in there and get everybody all fired up. That's just not him. Like, I was reading a quote from him after the game yesterday. Oh, he just got to put it behind us and move forward. Well, okay, enough of that.
No.
Nobody wants to hear that crap, right? So you've got to find who's going to be that guy. Can Salvi do that? I mean, he is the captain, the long tenured guy. He could be that guy, and I think he needs to be that guy.
There is a mix up in the lineup today. No Salvador Perez and no Vinny Pasquantino hitting fourth. Your lineup today is Jonathan India at second, Bobby Witt Jr. at short, Vinny Pasquantino hitting third, Michael Garcia hitting cleanup at fourth, Nick Lofton hitting fifth, Caglione sixth, Mark Canna DHing, Freddie Fermin, everybody's favorite player, catching, and Drew Waters playing center field with Michael Bicep Lorenzen on the mound today.
Okay.
So Vinny hitting third, Garcia hitting fourth with no Salvador Perez in the lineup, Lofton hitting fifth, Cags hitting sixth.
Yeah, day game after a night game, the number one excuse in baseball for why guys need a day off. Day game after a night game. God forbid somebody who played 2.5 hours of baseball last night that was over before 9 o'clock can't get up and play a day game at 1 o'clock today. That's baseball in a nutshell. Let's go. Okay. You're playing baseball. It was a 2.5 hour ball game last night. You were done before the swim meet was over. Seriously, I stood on a pool deck for 5 hours and timed in the hot sun yesterday. I got up at 3:45 this morning. You played a 2.5 hour baseball game. Get your ass up and play the day game.
I mean, it's Sal. It's typical for a veteran catcher.
I'm not picking on Sal. I'm just talking about in general in baseball. That is the ultimate excuse. Day game after. Why isn't so and so playing? Day game after a night game. So?
Yeah, why isn't this NBA player back to back?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You have the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, day game after a night game means you got all tonight to hang out and get rested.
I mean, Cody's only did a half day. He's had 2 weeks off.
I know. Yeah. But they act like in baseball, playing a day game after a night game is like, oh my God, you've just accomplished something so impressive.
Again, India, Witt, Pasquantino, Garcia, Lofton, Caglione, Canna, Fermin, and Waters with Lorenzen on the mound. First pitch at 1:10, Vern at 12, Cody and Gold from 10 to noon. 11.3% chance to win a playoff game. They are 7-14 in the month of June. They have scored 69 runs, allowing 91. Nice. Their last win at home was May 31st against the Detroit Tigers, and they won 1-0.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's your Royals conversation for the day.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
816 says, there's no attitude. We need a red ass on this team.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Like,
but Salvi isn't naturally a red ass. Bobby is just not that personality to yell. Like,
Vinny could be.
Could be.
Vinny could stop being everybody's best friend and just be an absolute red ass and be like, get your ass up.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, shoot, Vinny's doing this? Hey, Cags, you think you're something special? Great diving play last night. How many hits did you have? Oh. All right.
I think you're right about that. I think Vinny needs to be that guy.
I mean, if he's the mouthpiece,
yeah,
and he's the guy they put out there in front of the cameras when things aren't going well, like if they get swept today, I expect Vinny Pasquantino to be the first guy in front of every camera answering questions, along with Bobby.
Yeah.
I know Sal will be, he's not playing, so he's probably not available to talk or have any reason to talk. Yeah. He's not playing the game. But man, they lose today and get swept for a third straight series. I mean, that's kind of why I'm going. Like, what's this team going to look like with a third straight sweep, with a 12th straight loss at home, with almost a almost a defeated record at June? Did the Dodgers to finish the month out? Wish in one hand and do the other in the other and see what happens. I mean, that's where we can end this. I mean, on today's show, it's like we're with you all on this topic. We're with you all when it comes to tired and been told, and I know there's some of you that take the easy road out and say, what do you mean? This is typical Royals. It's not. This team was a playoff team last year that lost in the ALDS and came back and doubled down and said, we'll be a playoff team this year.
Right.
Okay. Well, if the Chiefs are going to be an offensive team this year, then I want to see offense, damn it.
That's right.
If they say that we're gonna let loose and throw some tankers downfield and get back to what we got to that made this offense great, then damn it, I want to see deep shots. I don't want to see Mahomes be the leader in the clubhouse of the entire NFL and quarterbacks, throwing most of his yards five yards past the line of scrimmage and at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
I don't care if you throw an interception downfield. At least you're throwing it.
Yeah, they said they want to go bombs away this year on offense. Then do it, and we'll hold them accountable to that. And I'm with you. Like 17-16, getting that win was great. go out there and blow people out. We want to see that. And I think they want to see that. And I think they've got the arsenal to do that. So that's the expectation, you know, this year for the Chiefs, to make the Super Bowl and to go aerial attack, right? Let's do it. The Royals told us they were going to be a playoff team. We're holding them to what they told us. It wasn't us that said that. It wasn't the Pecota or what the standings or anything like that. These guys said going into spring training, we expect to be a playoff team. Well, you're not playing like a playoff team. You're playing like anything but a playoff team at this point in time. And you're closer to being a team that's going to start selling and getting rid of pieces than you are a team that's adding. I don't think they're a playoff team right now. I just don't think they're a good enough baseball team. So I would be looking to sell at this point in time. Once we get through this weekend and you get this Dodger series over, it's July. It's time to start seeing who wants Seth Lugo and what can I get back to rebuild my team with Seth Lugo, because I do think he's a valuable piece to this puzzle. And look, how can we trade Seth Lugo? You're 4 games under .500 with Seth Lugo.
And the other thing too is that, you know, you look at what the Royals have after this series of Tampa Bay. We had mentioned it's the Dodgers, but then it's Seattle and Seattle. So you go West Coast, then you get the Diamondbacks there. I mean, yeah. Come on, right?
And that's where you lose a lot of fans, too. When you go into, you know, the West Coast and you're playing those 9 o'clock games and people aren't paying attention.
And it's 4th of July weekend.
And it's 4th of July weekend and all that kind of stuff. That's when you kind of lose the fans. And then as soon as people get back from 4th of July weekend, you know what they're talking about? Did you see that play Xavier Worthy had in St. Joe?
It's going to start.
I mean, that's July 22nd, day one.
It's coming.
Training camp. And last year we said, can you just stay relevant until the end of training camp? Last year they got all the way to October. I mean, we were week five. We were bye week talking Royals.
That's right. Yeah.
And
I want that every year.
You know, we're 1 week from not. And I get it. I mean, Dodgers, I'll give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. But you get swept today, that's three straight at home. And those teams are Oakland, Tampa, and New York. And I know Tampa's great. They got like 7 guys with like a 10-game hitting streak. Good for them. But I'm done with excuses.
Yeah.
Go be the playoff team that you said you were. Go be that team that can, I don't know, maybe hit. I mean, should have known. Mark Canna, DH. Come on. I mean, I hope he pans out. Doesn't have a home run yet. Your DH doesn't have a home run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a tough sell. But, I mean, somebody's got to wake up. Somebody's got to be that guy. Maybe it is Vinny. I don't know. I have no idea.
I hope it is him.
Anybody at this point. Anybody. I don't care. Go do something nice for somebody, though. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay hydrated. Put up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew from 10 until noon, and then it's Vern's On Deck Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, they will. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.